I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for listening and happy Monday. It is 8:04 and this portion of the program is brought to you by HSBC Bank. You too, experience an innocence tour. It's coming to the SAP Center on May 7th. And now a second show has been added on May 8th at the SAP Center. Tickets go on sale Monday, December 11th at noon. That's 1 week from today at livenation.com. And you can be our guest at the May 8th show right now. Caller number 9, 800-400-3697. Wins a pair of tickets to see U2 in 2018. We'll have more chances all week. Call now and you get to check out U2's Experience and Innocence Tour.
That new music that we were playing on Friday was, a couple of those were really, really good.
Yep. Mm-hmm. There was something was going on with that third one. It was like a glitchy,
sounded
muddy.
Yeah.
Well, listen, live broadcasts come along with some stuff.
Some challenges.
You have no idea how many times Hooman and I talked to you, and then we went, they don't hear us.
And right back at you. We were having this like echo problem, so they were turning down the location that wasn't talking. So we'd be like, blah, 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 blah. Hey, blah. Yeah. And apparently that was happening to you, too.
Yeah, we were.
And I believe that the listeners could hear both sides of all those conversations. It wasn't like you weren't on. It was just that our feedback between the two locations was turned down.
Oh. Well, that's weird. Because we were, but I think we all sort of went, we give, let him do the show from over there. Well, just whatever's fine.
No, we were all on. Yeah. Speaking of that event, this is from Kat. Hello, Sarah, Vinny, Yuzette, Hooman, Bryn, Vaughn, and the once and future interns. I wanted to say thank you for a moment on Friday that meant so much to me. I've been listening to the morning show for about forever, but this year has been gut-wrenchingly hard. I'm a teacher who was just recently diagnosed with PTSD, and she goes on to say why and feels private. I had to resign from my position, and while I'm working on it in intensive five-day-a-week therapy, I haven't been leaving my house for pretty much anything else. Throughout all of this, I've been listening to you, my friends, who without knowing it have been helping me get through it all. Being a teacher, I've always missed all of the live events, but since I had to resign, I, for once, could come. So, despite having a really hard time leaving the house, I decided to drive to Corte Madera to see half the morning crew. I cried a lot on the way there, but I managed to get out of the car, give my donation, and watch the show for a bit. During the break, Sarah and Johnny were taking pictures. Johnny Mosley was at our location, and he was great. And he told myself, pics or it didn't happen. I got in the line to take a picture, but several people slid in when I was supposed to get a chance. Sarah noticed, and with a hold on, this lady's been waiting, I was finally able to meet slash take a picture with her and Johnny. And she attached, here's the picture, Vinny. Little cutie. I'm super proud of myself for making myself do it. All this to say, or perhaps to make you all really understand how very much you are all appreciated. Slurps all around from Kat, proud member of Sarah's Minions.
Boo.
Very cute.
Don't boo. You stop it. She loves the show.
Hey, while we're on the subject, real quick, if I could. Yeah. So what we usually do, our donation day for Toys for Tots, and it's a big kickoff to the holiday season. And this one, this Friday, actually, I don't want to say it felt better, but it did feel like we were kicking off the holiday season in
a
great way.
It still had that great feeling.
But I wanted to mention that some of our partners who we usually work with, like the guy, my friend Jim Thibode over at Deluxe, he'd written me a while back and had said, hey, just checking, if you need skateboards for Toys for Tots this year, it's all good. Just let me know. So they were there and ready to do that, and Specialized also contacted me, and they usually donate a bunch of bikes.
They've been
great. I just wanted to mention them so people understand that they didn't back out, and they'll be there next year if in fact, we do the Toys for Tots donation day. And it's good to know that your friends care and that are into it, and they wanted to step up again this year.
And Toys for Tots still open for business right now. I mean,
right.
You find the
Absolutely.
Barrels everywhere. We are no less supportive of them just because we just felt like we needed to focus our efforts on fundraising for the North Bay. Yeah, like you said, we'll probably do the fundraiser for them next year.
Mm-hmm.
And
no, it's a great cause.
It's great.
We weren't trying to not. It's just that it didn't feel right knowing that the fires had devastated our friends to the North
right.
Bay.
And that there were 3,000 houses without Christmas trees.
So many people wrote me and said that they just loved it and that people they know lost their homes. And it was nice to know that. And I did feel like as I responded to them, you know what? We want them to know we remember them and are thinking of them and wanted to do what we could for them.
Yeah. Amen.
The end.
We have our, by the way, Sarah, real
go
quick,
ahead,
we
yeah.
have our U2 winner, Rick Ann from Oakley.
Rick Ann. Oh,
Rick Ann.
Rick Ann.
Yeah, that's her name. Yeah, I was like, oh, that's
Rick
a great
Ann.
Name. Love it.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe I've ever heard Rick
Me
Ann
neither.
Before.
That's what I told her.
Is it two words or
one word? RICKANN.
Oh, Rick Ann. Nice. All right, here we go. Here's your trash. There isn't a lot of change on the music charts. There is one new thing on the top 10, and I feel like it's. I feel like that's odd because now is the time when people are usually popping out new stuff so that it gets bought for the Christmas season, but maybe people just don't want to compete with Taylor Swift. At number 10. is that
it.
I don't know.
Pull
man.
The album.
Pull it. Push
Wait
it.
Wait for the Taylor
weeks.
Wave to die down.
And then we'll poke our heads up.
Right.
It's so funny. Vinny just showed me this video. Was it on Instagram?
It's on Instagram.
This guy jumps. Like, surfers are crazy anyway, but he's on this very rocky shoreline, I guess. It just, he jumps into the water, and then a wave hits him and kind of bashes him back into the rocks. And then it's not like he can get out. It's just one wave after another, just smashing this guy up again. I'm like, so does he live?
Right. 'Cause
that looks horrible.
Well, he missed the jump. So timing that correctly would have put him out over the top of that first wave,
mm-hmm.
and he would have paddled right out.
Right.
But he jumped too soon. He jumped into the wave, the first one, yep. which pushed him back into the rocks, and he took a beating like you can't believe.
Forever. Wow. I didn't even finish watching the video. It just went on, like, wave after wave after wave. So that is how some musicians feel about Taylor Swift. They don't want to jump into the water right now.
Just washed into the rocks repeatedly.
They're just going to wait until she's done with her surfing, I guess.
That's pretty good. Nice, well put.
Well, at number 10 is, this is our only new entry onto the top 10 anyway. Fabolos and Jadakiss put out a record called Friday on Elm Street.
And these guys are kind of old school, huh?
Yeah, this song is called Theme Music and it features Swizz Beatz.
Oh. All right, well, 33,000 copies of that one. A lot of Christmas stuff on here. At number 9 is Michael Bublé, Christmas. I don't believe this is a new album. This is just people are buying their Christmas music now. Or streaming,
well, it's
I should
that
say.
Time. I decorated over the weekend and played Christmas music.
Yeah, you should post that picture of your tree.
I don't know. It seems that the tree was lost in all of the bad home decorating going on.
It was not bad home. It was just, there was simply no home decorating.
Well, but also the lamps got immediate attention from you guys.
Well,
I think I'll hold
about
off.
Them.
I don't know. I
think. Say, put let people see what we're talking about.
This is it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Okay. At number 8 is Lil Uzi Vert, Love is Rage 2, 35,000 copies of that went.
This is 444 plus 222.
At number 7 is Pink, 37,000 copies of Beautiful Trauma. Number 6 is Post Malone's Stony, about 37,000 copies of that went. Ed Sheeran's Divide was at number 5. That is just, I guess that's a big Christmas present. 42,000 copies of that.
Why do you like that so much?
I just loves it.
So much heart.
Heart that's been loved. Well, say hallelujah. You were an angel in the shape of my mom. Coming in at number 4 is that Garth Brooks anthology thing. It was like the first 5 years of his career.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
It's not new. I guess it was on the charts last week, but 57,000 copies of that went.
Everybody.
I don't know what he's going to say.
I got friends
oh, I do know this song.
Places.
This is one of his first 5 years of songs?
Maybe. Who knows? I just like that song. Might be on that album.
Oh, you just grabbed any Garth Brooks
song. I just grabbed the one I like the most. Okay. And when I saw Anthology, I'm like, well, who cares? Let's just play the one that's the hit.
Well, that you like. Should be on the album. Can't just pick any song.
That is funny.
Perfect.
That is
Human. At number three is Sam Smith, The Thrill of It All. 62,000 copies of that. Oh, this is the one you love. It's a big time of year for Pentatonix.
Oh, yeah.
Pentatonix Christmas is number two. 70,000 copies of this record.
So I like this version of their God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen.
I do. I love this song. And at number one, with 147,000 copies of Reputation, here's Taylor Swift. Oh, no, you got to play the beginning.
Oh, you want the beginning
of
that?
I like the beginning.
All right, here we go.
The last album by a woman to spend at least... Oh, sorry, go ahead. Play it.
Go ahead.
Adele was the last person to hold 3 weeks consecutively at number one. She did 10 non-consecutive weeks between December of 2015 and March of 2016.
This is delicate.
Okay. They're saying it'll probably sell even more copies next week because it just was made available for streaming. And there's some formula that they use every however many streams you get that it counts as a sold album. Yes, Vinny, your hands up.
By the way, this just in, I checked iTunes for the Garth Brooks tribute He's not on iTunes.
Yeah, he's not on iTunes. I was having a hard time finding the album this morning. Yeah. And I couldn't find the track list, and I was running out of time, and I'm like, all right, well.
He's not on there at all.
He's not.
So whatever he's selling, he must have a deal with Target, or I don't know who it's with, but he's not on iTunes.
Yeah.
Is he on any of the streaming
services? It was really hard to find that anthology, so I'm like, well.
Where'd you find it on Amazon?
No, it was just in Bryn's library. Oh. So I just grabbed the song that I know, but I'm like, listen, it shouldn't be this hard to find your song.
We got a show to do here.
You know?
Anyway, there you go. Taylor Swift, congratulations on another huge sales week, and she may sell even more next week.
That's pretty good for him to make the charts without being widely available. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can't find it...
Like, is it available just in hard copy at Walmart only or something?
I never go into Walmart. Do you?
I don't even know where there is one.
Okay. Maybe.
A couple Christmas tunes. You know, maybe I'm totally alone here. I just missed the message boards on this one. Joey Lawrence from Blossom is a singer?
Yeah, so he has a couple songs. I know we've played at least one of these before. This is his big hit. It's called Rolled.
Oh, he has a big hit.
Yeah.
Well, when did this come out? Is this old?
Yeah, it's old.
He's the whoa guy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right.
Okay, so I
he has another hit that I kind of like. It's called Our Time.
He is not pulling this off.
Is
he
not?
I completely concur.
I like the music in the background.
Yeah, I don't mind the music, but yeah, he's not.
He's not. It's not happening.
He's no Michael Bublé.
All right. So
Michael Bublé is no Michael Bublé.
This is right now?
No, these are his old. I'm wetting your palate, getting you ready for what Sarah's about to drop.
Well, because we had a whole conversation. I said, oh my God, Joey Lawrence has a Christmas song. I didn't know he sang. I thought maybe it was like a joke song, and Huma's like, oh no, he's got songs.
It's for reals.
It's for reals. So he's given us a gift of music. It's called Christmas Time, and there is a music video, so I guess we'll get to watch that too. He said, I love a Christmas song that's just about Christmas. The ones that rub me the wrong way are the you broke my heart at Christmas type. I wanted to make it about that special happiness we all get around the holidays.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So here it is. Oh, God.
Oh.
All right, Jesus. Wait for it. Here it comes.
I do not like his dance moves and his delivery.
Why?
I find them to be super, like, he wishes he was Justin Timberlake so bad.
He does.
Oh, my God. You know what?
Oh, my God, the dance moves.
You saw that? The Michael Jackson dance move? You saw that?
So, I was at the Salesforce party over the weekend on Saturday night, and there were dance floors set up all over the place, and in one of them, they played a Justin Timberlake song, but had big video screens showing the video.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fun.
And I swear, that guy, well, this is a ripoff of his sort of routine, but man, he makes good videos.
Yeah.
I was watching it. It was for the Trolls song.
Mm-hmm.
Can't stop the feeling. I watched the video. I just like stopped dancing and just watched it. Look at them having fun.
Yeah.
It's super fun.
Yeah, that's, so anyway, I don't know really, I'm not, I didn't really watch Blossom. I think I was a little bit too old for it or something.
Like, you
yeah, I didn't
some
really
more?
Watch it either.
You no. want some more of this?
No, nope. nope. Yeah, totally got the picture.
But you're right. As I'm watching this video, he's totally taking
he just wishes so
well,
bad.
Timberlake's
he was on
routine.
Dancing, Dancing of the Stars yeah. recently, and I think he did okay.
Oh, did he?
I believe All so. Right. Sarah, do you remember when you were at your desk this morning yeah. and you said, oh, man, I'm so bummed. And I go, what? And I looked over, and the story you were about to pick up was the Joey Lawrence story. So it was something you saw right before Joey that you were so bummed about.
What are you bummed about, Sarah?
I don't know.
Come
darn
on,
it all.
You do
I knew
know.
I should have looked at that story
truly
and see
don't
what you
know
were
what
about.
I was bummed about.
Hmm.
So
was it something about...
Joey Lawrence came in third place. He danced with Edita from our yoga studio.
Oh.
Cheryl Burke won that year.
From our yoga studio?
Yeah, where Sarah and I used to go.
Okay.
You didn't go there? Don't do that. I hate when you do stuff like that. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not sure what just happened.
Your meanness came
shining
through.
People are saying that wasn't even Garth Brooks singing, Hooman.
Oh, who was it?
Yeah, I don't know. You picked it.
It was labeled Garth Brooks. It's under Bryn's library. Listen, if that guy makes his song impossible to find, like
people are saying you can find it at Costco or Amazon.
Oh,
okay. No. Well, I'm just in his defense. I couldn't find it, and it shouldn't have to work that hard to find a Garth Brooks song.
Agreed.
You really shouldn't.
Those should be readily available.
Like, why wouldn't you put that Garth? What are you doing?
I guess he feels like he has enough money or something, and
he
wants
might.
To be a pain
There's
in the ass.
There's that. Yeah. There is that.
God, now I wish I knew it. I was so bummed about this.
You were bummed. I remember you saying that.
You do, yeah. Garth is worth at least $150 mm-hmm. million.
Maybe he does just whatever cut Apple takes. He's like, nope, I'm not sharing it with you.
I'm looking through to see if I can find what I was so
bummed. Oh, now I'm seeing $310 million.
Oh.
He's pretty damn big.
Yeah. That's what he's worth.
Like, he's a dude who walked out of the music business and was all done with it for a while there. So.
I'm not going to be able to find it.
Come on!
I know! What could it have been?
Well, what are you so bummed about?
Something canceled or something?
Do you think it was the Big Brother thing? That it was 13 days in a row?
Yep.
I narrowed it down. I thought, what would have bummed
Good
you
job.
Out?
Good job. And that is actually...
Tell everybody what it was again.
So, the... Great news is that the Celebrity Edition of Big Brother's on the schedule. February 7th it starts. The bad news is the thing that's great about that show, that they trap these people in this house long enough for them to have total meltdowns. That's not happening. It's going to be less than 2 weeks. It's going to air 13 consecutive nights, kind of counter-programming for the NBC Olympics on CBS. And I'm super bummed. And we don't even know who the stars are yet.
Yeah.
I'm not even attached to these people yet, and I'm bummed that I'm only going to get 13 nights of it. Plus, I don't want to watch it every night. I do enjoy that it's on 3 nights a week, but that's a huge commitment. Anyway, who cares? That's what I was bummed about. Good call, Yuza. Here's another Christmas song, Sia. She's got that record out. Every Day is Christmas, I believe.
What sneaky way will she have... masked her face this time, everyone.
I don't think she's in this, Vinny, because it's a claymation a la Rudolph the
Well, that's
Red-Nosed
one way
Reindeer.
To get out of it. Yep. Sure, absolutely.
This is a brand new Christmas track from Sia called Candy Cane Lane.
Yep, you're right. Her claymation won't show her face either.
Does it have the wig on
uh-huh.
over her face?
Yep.
Oh, it really is her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Her hair is red and green instead of black and white.
All right. Well, it's very cute.
It's totally unoffensive, and the video is cute. That's adorable. I love claymation stuff. Stop motion photography or whatever that is. So there you go. There's a new Sia. My God, I'm out of time. Damn it.
You're not. You have one more.
I am out of time. I'm just going to cut into the other side of the hour. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Cookies make the news today.
Oh, my God, I love cookies.
Santa makes the news. Drinks and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's 8:37 Monday morning. Beautiful blue sky out there. It's going to be cold, but nice today.
I think, windy.
The high I saw was like 64 in the North Bay Valleys. Everybody else is it's been getting so cold at night, too. All right, this part of the show is brought to you by the Ticket Clinic. I wanted to say thank you one more time to the Bay Club for hosting us on Friday. Thanks to everybody who came out and made donations and to Tipping Point. We were happy to support them. It was just a wonderful day.
Yes.
Wonderful people. And the Bay Club is matching a lot of the donations that we got that day. So we do not still at this moment have a total for you from Friday, but we expect to get that at some point today, and we'll be able to mention that tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Gumps. Oh. Celebrate the joyfulness of the holidays. If it's from Gumps, they will love it.
Yeah. Love Gumps.
Nice.
I bought some towels from there once. They're like my favorite towels.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Gumps.
It's fancy.
It is fancy.
Yeah, Alice yeah. News moving up.
That's
What's
right.
up, everyone?
Full on high-end
hey.
Retailer.
This story was in my pile, and I wasn't sure whether I should do it, but Sarah asked about it, and I thought,
yeah.
All right. A baby born at a Texas hospital is the first in the U.S. to be birthed from a mother who'd received a uterus transplant.
Kind of amazing. Mm-hmm.
The hospital has not given any... this is why I wasn't going to do it. They won't give any details about him.
Right. Well, it makes sense. I mean, it is still someone's private, you know, coochie. You don't want to...
I don't know.
All the details
I mean,
of your birth splashed all over the place.
I think there are a lot of women out there who... like, there's a couple opinions here. I think some people, some really crass and and heartless people might be like, look, if you can't have a kid, then there's that.
Right.
But there's a lot of other people out there who it's the thing they want.
Right.
And this is the way.
And modern medicine is making that possible. So
right.
why shouldn't they?
So, I mean, there's that. That people who are hearing this story are hopeful and would like a couple more details.
Yeah. Right.
The hospital has not revealed many details surrounding the birth, including when the baby boy was born. The patient and her family have asked for privacy at this time.
But she got a new uterus and it worked, which is kind of amazing. I mean, we everybody knows somebody who could have used a new uterus.
Do I?
Mm-hmm. You do.
Huh.
You love that person.
Very much. Today is National Cookie Day.
That is great news. So that means I get to eat some cookies today.
So you didn't have any over the weekend?
No, I did not have a cookie over the weekend. I had other things over the weekend.
Chicken tacos?
No.
Oh, I had chicken tacos last night.
So
oh.
did I.
Oh, how funny.
And then guess what I had?
What?
Some homemade cookies.
Cookies!
Oh. I came home from my Home Depot run where I had to get the door
stopper
thingy. Yep. There was chicken tacos and homemade chocolate chip cookies. And I was like, man, it is Christmas.
So
nice.
Is your daughter fully eating meat now?
No, I wouldn't say fully eating meat.
Did she eat a chicken taco? She
had a taco with cheese, olives, avocado.
Beans?
No. I think it was...
That's it.
Cheese, olives, and avocado was her taco.
Oh, there's worse
and
tacos.
Lettuce.
Oh, all right.
That was her taco. And that's fine, yes. actually, for me, I felt.
She got some avo in there.
You ate some stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
We're good.
Your belly's full.
So it is National Cookie Day, everyone. So I guess maybe you do want to go and have one. I guess. Oreos are listed as by far the most popular brand of cookies.
Is that so? I'm actually surprised.
How is that not chocolate chip?
I agree. Or yeah, right, like I mean, if we're talking store-bought popularity, I would have thought, you know, who are the Keebler guys? What's that cookie?
The elves.
What's the little? Is it just the
Keebler cookies?
Chocolate
yeah.
chip cookies?
Yeah.
Chips Ahoy. That's
the
one.
Oh, the Chips Ahoy. Yeah,
not Keebler.
Right.
Chips Ahoy are the best.
Yeah, I agree. You take a Chips Ahoy and put it in some milk and you've got something there.
Although, put them in both in front of me and I might go for the Oreos. So it's,
not me.
They're right there.
But those are the famous cookie that I used to have to stash under the dog poop at the park.
Yes, so you wouldn't eat the whole
thing. So
package.
I wouldn't finish them. And that brings me to my next statement, which is, have you ever opened a package of Oreos or Chips Ahoy and eaten an entire row in one sitting?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. Who can stop? You don't even notice you're doing it anymore after a while. Yeah. You become an eating machine.
Just into the milk. Give it a second. One whole one is gone right there.
Mm. Oh, the whole cookie in
one
bite?
The whole thing in one. Oh. I don't do the Oreo, though. I would do the Chips Ahoy. Mm.
But you like Oreos, don't you?
I can't say I've had an Oreo. I did it in high school not high school. In whatever that is.
Grade school?
Grade school. I'd come home and there would be the Oreos and I'd do those, but.
Not your thing. You'll go chocolate chip over Oreos.
Absolutely.
I just don't like what's the middle called of the Oreo cookie?
The fat cream stuff? Filling?
Yeah, I hate that stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not into it either. That's why I left.
If I had Oreo. Like about an Oreo.
If I had Oreo, I would scrape off that part.
Yeah, I would open it up and scrape it off on my teeth. And then I'd be bummed there was none left. And then I got to eat these stupid things.
So then you're a double stuff girl even, maybe.
I would go double. Right. Although, as an adult, I definitely like the ratio of cookie to cream.
Yeah.
I don't want the double stuff.
Here's a fast fact that's going to lead me to a story, okay?
Fast fact.
Thank you. The first Bitcoin purchase was on May 22nd, 2010, when a developer bought 2 pizzas for 10,000 bitcoins. Now that would be worth $100 million.
Wow.
You're kidding me. That's insane. It was 10,000 bitcoins for and so this was the first item in the real world purchased with Bitcoin.
When a developer bought 2 pizzas.
Oh boy, he's regretting that pizza right now.
10,000 bitcoins. That would be worth $100 million, which leads me to my next story. Do you remember the Winklevoss twins?
Yeah.
They were the stars, or some couple of the stars of the Social Network. Right. What was that?
The Facebook.
It was the Facebook. They were the ones who had, I think Mark Zuckerberg supposedly did work on their idea, and that's where Facebook came from.
Tyler and Cameron Winklevoss, the brothers who tried and failed to gain control of Facebook after saying it had been stolen from them, have rebounded.
And?
The Winklevoss twins own one of the largest portfolios of
Bitcoin. Oh my God. So they were early investors in that.
And recent surges in the digital currency's value have put the value of their Bitcoin portfolio at $1 billion.
You're kidding me.
With a B. One.
That is incredible.
So what do you think they put down to get a $1 billion Bitcoin portfolio?
Well, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Did they buy these Bitcoins in 2010 when the thing first happened?
No.
I know what they put down.
What is it?
The money that Zuckerberg gave.
No. How much?
How much?
Oh, I'm going to say
$60 million?
No, I'm going to say $6 million.
An $11 million investment just 4 years ago is now worth $1 billion.
$11 million.
Is now worth. You got me, right? It's a billion.
I got you.
That's all the way up through the hundreds.
Is there. It's 1,000 millions. I don't know what the return on investment is on that. That's outrageous. You know, when you first started talking about Bitcoin, I remember thinking, I should buy one of those. And one is worth
Do you remember when we first started talking about it?
They were $400 a piece.
We were joking about it's cool, but it's also this thing that you don't even know where it is.
It isn't a thing.
Where is it? How do you get this?
It's a series of ones and zeros that is somehow attached to your portfolio, Winklevoss twins.
So our conversation was sort of to bring it up in the public and sort of. There are people who were.
And the Winklevoss twins heard us and went, oh,
there were people writing in going, you guys are so stupid. And also people going, what the hell are you talking about? Right. Who the hell?
I still don't know.
Cares?
I still don't know what I'm talking about. Like, I wouldn't know how to get one.
Well, who.
And isn't one like. Didn't you say $10,000
new money come up? Like, new money? Not backed by anything?
I know.
And not regulated by any government.
That's anarchy.
Right. Winklevoss twins, you should sell your $1 billion worth of Bitcoin.
Today.
And just keep
that's
that.
That's what I'd do.
Yep, me too. Goodbye.
I mean, you're not selling it for 2 pizzas.
No.
You're getting $1 billion. You've gotten way more than you could have ever hoped for. I would unload it too. Doesn't matter
once
what it grows to.
Once it hits $1 billion. I feel like $1 billion's enough.
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to run out of $1 billion? People find a way, though. Has anyone ever been a billionaire?
Oh, I don't know. I know there are.
Been homeless?
I've read on a bunch of those stories in the news where people hit the lottery and they quickly lose
don't
it
have
all.
Any more money.
And I love the stories where people, like a guy was like, I don't know if he was OCD or what was wrong with him, but he would find a pair of pants he liked and buy 100 of them. Because I guess he just assumed the money wouldn't be there for. I don't know what it was, but he was just blowing money. He went through it all.
Like he liked his car, so he bought every
color. He's on Social Security now.
Oh, God.
Because he blew through all the money and didn't even have it into his old age.
He'll never need pants.
Here's another.
Because he gets fat.
Right. There's that.
Here's another interesting thing about the Winklevoss twins. Oh. They represented the United States in rowing in the Beijing Olympics.
Oh.
And they win.
How'd they do?
They got sixth place.
Oh. Mm. Well, that's not a medal, but it's not bad.
They're also rans at the Olympics.
Rowing's hard, too, by the way.
Yeah.
I took a rowing class when I was in Seattle.
How'd you do?
It's hard. I liked it. You could do it, and you had a view of the city.
Yeah.
So it was fun, and mostly I just wanted to jump into the water, so I didn't. Anyway, whatever. I had fun doing it. One last fast fact, and then I'll move on.
Okay.
When the Hindenburg crashed in 1937, 62 of the 97 people aboard survived.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't think I've ever heard that one before.
The last survivor died at the age of 92 in 2014.
Wow.
He was a 14-year-old assistant on the Hindenburg.
Yeah. It just did not look like anyone could have survived that. Oh, the humanity. That was famously said by the broadcaster as he watched the thing burning.
You were there to watch that thing?
No, I've seen...
I can't believe that.
You've never seen the
How
video?
How old are you?
I'm 100, Ben, so obviously I've seen a lot.
This story is about how taking pictures with Santa at the mall have gotten so ridiculously expensive...
What does it cost to get your picture taken with Santa these days?
At Cherry Hill Mall in New Jersey, a fast pass pack that helps you skip the line costs $50, and you only get 14 different sized prints. You know what? That's the move, though. If I'm gonna, I don't think we're going to because we took a picture with Santa out at our Los Gatos Bay Club event. But you got to fast pass that. Whatever it costs, it's worth it. Who can give up a whole morning? The whole morning, the whole thing goes away. You don't leave till lunchtime.
Yeah. Totally worth it.
How about when the kid has a meltdown on Santa's lap? Dude, what do they do during those moments?
Yeah, I haven't had that happen, but I guess...
You snap the picture and you go, here's what happened that Christmas.
Here's what you did to me.
Yeah. You know, these days I'm actually surprised that people want 14 different prints. I just want to put it up on, you know, it's either my Christmas card or it's going to go up on Instagram.
No, this one, at the Grove in LA, a photo package starts at just $40 and you don't even get a printed photo. You just get the digital.
The link of whatever it is.
The copy. So, good luck with that, everyone. Going
to
be...
Too bad you didn't go out to Vinny's thing on Friday because Santa was there.
Yeah.
Cross that right off your list.
We got ours done.
When we were at Westfield.
Oh, you guys had a Santa there too?
Mm-hmm. I sat on his lap.
Oh, he
must have loved that. And I was at the front of the line.
What'd you ask for?
I go, hey, kids, I'm first.
What'd you ask for?
I didn't ask for anything.
Someone's got you for Secret Santa. You might as well tell them what you want.
Oh, I would like... I was thinking about it this morning. I was laying in bed like around 1 and I was like, oh, you know what I want? I want someone, whoever has me, I just want a little cactus plant, like a colored one. Got that?
Oh, a colored cactus plant.
Yeah, that I could put out in the little deck.
You want it on your deck? You don't want it for your office?
No.
What do you mean colored? Cactus colors other than green?
I was seeing like some orange colored ones, some pink colored ones.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was sitting...
Are you sure colored cactus isn't bitchy, though? I mean, do you think they just come in and die?
No, I think the last...
Oh, I see some really nice ones.
A long time, because we keep putting flowers out there, and they keep dying.
Yeah.
Mm.
And so I thought, you know what? Our neighbor has some on her deck. They're never dead.
Sure.
Someone get her the moon
she
cactus
might water them, though.
That's purple and pink.
Show it to her and make sure it's the one she likes.
Was that a nice one?
What do you want, Vinny?
Why do you ask?
Because of the
pretty.
Secret Santa thing.
You got me?
I like it.
No. I didn't get you.
Whoever has her, get her that.
Whoa!
Let me see. Isn't that pretty?
That's only $3?
Yeah.
Well, it's probably tiny. That's beautiful. Look at that. Oh, my goodness. That looks like something
like
a Dr.
They're fairly
Seuss.
Inexpensive.
You can get any garden center. I would imagine the persons that got you can do better than
$3.99. Get a couple of them or something. Yeah. Get a couple of them, and then I'll put them in a bowl.
Home Depot actually sells bowls pre-made with all different
beautiful.
Oh, they do?
Beautiful. Oh, yeah. There you go. So whoever has me, get me that.
What does Vinny want?
What is our limit?
$25 or so?
$25.
Yeah. Or so.
Are we all going around saying what we want?
I didn't know that we were doing that. You can get me a gift card to Vans.
Oh, all right. That's easy.
And I'll go get a pair of slip-ons or something.
Well, I'm like really in the mood for cookies right now, so how about a thing of Oreos? And you know what? My favorite gift was the one I got last year when Vaughn had me, and he wrote me a note, like a poem.
Uh-huh. Oh, he did, didn't he?
I have that up at my house, and it makes me feel so good.
Did he frame that?
He laminated it.
Oh, laminated it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, I mean, it's delightful. And so I would love a handwritten note.
Oh, for crying out
loud. And a pack of Oreos.
You know, Vaughn is a writer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the rest of us aren't. You're making it a little difficult.
It's just a nice little note and some Oreos. I mean, it doesn't have to be a poem. What about you, Hooman?
Okay, so if you want to be a big spender, I'll take the dress pants from Lululemon. They've got these nice dress pants.
I'm just throwing that out there. Those are like over $100.
Well,
okay,
well,
what
I guess
size are you?
Please don't have that.
What size are you?
I'm like 34, 32, 34, something like that.
God, I'm glad I don't have
34.
Vaughn, what do you
32?
Want?
32?
Hold on, I'm not done. But if you don't want to pay for that, you can just give me a really badass t-shirt.
All right.
But I'll take the pants.
Like what kind of t-shirt, though?
An anime one, obviously.
No, just anything that's cool. Like anything that's got like a nice, you know, rock band.
What size t-shirt?
Small.
No, large.
Oh, so you're a large T, but and like a 32 waist
34
pant.
Waist, 34 waist.
34 waist.
Yes.
Okay,
if
Vaughn, what do you want?
If you want the Lululemon, huh? Did you get that? All right. Go ahead.
Vaughn.
Anything's fine, really.
That's cool not shirt. Helpful.
Yeah, it's not helpful.
What'd you say? Cool spirit?
Cool shirt.
Oh, a cool shirt.
Cool spirit is nice, too.
Do you still use the record player I got you?
I do.
You do?
I do, yeah.
Nice.
Yep, I just put my Kanye record on last night, actually.
All right.
I have his first album on vinyl, so yes, I still use it pretty
much. All right, good news.
And we don't know what Bryn wants, so we just get him anything.
Something for the baby.
Yeah, a little frame for a picture or something.
I'm sure he's thinking something not for the baby. The baby has piles and
get him some
piles
diapers. It'll be fine.
When you have a baby, people give that child everything.
I know.
The parents are sitting there in holy sweatpants, but the kid is rolling in Gucci.
Oh, the kid looks smashing.
Right.
It's like, where'd those homeless people steal that baby from? Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.